Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Corky Bias. Act like gents.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. The Washington Commanders, for the fourth straight game, lost by three touchdowns or more. It is rock bottom for this Commanders defense. Yesterday was a name-your-score game for the Lions offense. They called the dogs off late, but unfortunately, that is four in a row name-your-score games where the opposing teams are calling the dogs off late. This defense is an absolute mess. There's a million layers to it. We're going to go through all of them.
Yeah.
Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. What's happening?
Oh, man. Listen, you can listen to us right here on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. You can watch us on Monumental Sports Network. Also, for our 980 audience, Sheehan running a little bit late this morning, so you get to listen to us on 980, too.
Yeah.
We're everywhere.
We're
baby.
All over the place today, huh?
What were your thoughts watching that game yesterday?
Confusion. Just seemed like so many things were wrong. And I was listening, I think it was Denton who made this comment that it's probably a combination of these two different things where the coaching isn't getting there and then the players, just the right players aren't there as well. Offensively, you saw some guys try to show, Treylon Burks showed that he could possibly be something moving forward. But it just seemed like defensively, everything goes wrong. I watch things where I understand people like to go to scheme and go to coaching, but I watch things that players are doing, and I'm like, what the hell is he seeing? You know, as a former player, and I talk to a lot of guys that played the game on defense too, their question is, what are they trying to do? And when you watch guys, I'm looking at Amon-Ra St. Brown go across the field and nobody is looking at him. Even if my my keys are telling me I'm not supposed to see him, if I see him running by himself, I'm going with him. You know what I mean? When you see him or Jameson Williams catches the ball and nobody's within 15, 20 yards of him, something is wrong. Whether it's skiing, and then so I guess they're just not getting it. Because this is something I'm seeing this year that I didn't see last year. I saw this 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and I don't know what the hell it is. I can't figure it out.
I just saw this tweet from Orlovsky, which I thought was really good, and I think it speaks to like some of the confusion. I think you're right in saying you're confused by this, because I think a lot of us are. Orlovsky just said, it's shocking to see how bad the Washington defense tape is. A lack of discipline, poor spacing, physicality. Talent has been an issue all season, but this tape was odd to see from a DQ unit. Mm-hmm. Not much between the whistle fight. And it gets harder and harder to really compete as you're getting your ass kicked week after week.
Yeah.
But B, in the first quarter of this game, I wrote this stuff down. Detroit had 10 first downs in the first quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, just astonishing. Yeah. Astonishingly bad. When Jahmyr Gibbs caught that pass for the first touchdown, the 14-yarder, for weeks, months, everybody's been screaming about Bobby Wagner in coverage.
Mm-hmm.
That was Jordan McGee. That was your big answer.
Yeah.
And there's no safety support. He ran just like what looked like a little arrow. McGee went out. He went in.
Yeah.
That's one of the easiest touchdowns Jahmyr Gibbs is going to score in his NFL career.
I'll say this, and I know people like to look at the matchups with the linebackers and all. If you have a legitimate running back like a Jahmyr Gibbs, I don't give a damn who the linebacker is. He's not checking him one-on-one. I'm just being real about that. So it's not the person sometimes. It's the situation. And listen, Jay, we were talking in the kitchen, and – we can get to Bobby, we can get to McGee, we can get to any of those. I'm going to tell you the problem with this defense. No pass rush.
Zero.
I don't give a damn if they're running man, if they're running zone. If you're not affecting a quarterback and moving him off his spot, an NFL quarterback is going to dice you up. And if you're not getting a pass rush, there's not a linebacker in this league, I don't care how fast he is going to check Jahmyr Gibbs. When Austin Ekeler was healthy, he's not going to check him. Because the ultimate thing is these running backs are shifty as hell and know where they're going. That linebacker is that 230, 240-pound linebacker. You get him moved one way and you go the other direction, it's going to take him some time to catch back up. But the pass rush controls everything, and there is none.
None.
It's non-existent.
And so, like, for me, there's just so many layers to everything that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it starts in the offseason. I think I said this repeatedly. I think it was a disjointed offseason. Like the roster construction, bringing everybody back, not a ton of investment. I mean, you spend some money on Kinlaw, but there, you know, maybe you need to spend on the edge, whatever it was. It doesn't really happen. Mm-hmm. You get into the regular season and the injuries immediately start to pile up. Then you've just got what looks like a lack of speed. I cannot for the life of me, if you want my top frustration, and maybe that's the damn topic today. What are you most mad about? Mm-hmm. Because people's mad at list is so significant.
Mm-hmm.
For me, what I'm most mad about is just the refusal to try something different. Like, you are not getting home to your point with pass rush. Jared Goff is a very good quarterback. I'm taking nothing against Goff. But his weakness is when you make him move his feet,
mm-hmm.
when he's got dirty pockets,
yeah.
when he's got to move a hair, because that's not his skill set, right?
Yeah.
He never had to move.
Yeah, he doesn't.
There were zero sacks, zero TFLs. Generally, it's one thing if you don't get sacks, but as long as you're pressuring and hitting the quarterback, he dropped back 33 times yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know how many times he was touched?
Five.
Five out of 33 dropbacks.
Yeah.
And that's just touching them even after the whistle. Like, do something different.
Yeah.
And yo, your back end can't cover. It's well freaking documented at this point.
Well, the back end, the back end won't cover.
So try to go get them.
The back end won't cover if you can't get pressure. But see, this is the thing though, Jay.
Try to go get them.
If you all of a sudden, you see all the confusion in the backfield and you start blitzing, that's a bunch of big plays.
They're giving up big plays anyway.
I'm just saying.
If they were bending and not breaking early in the year.
I believe things, they've tried different things. Nothing just works. See, I hear everybody say, try something new. I'm watching the defense, and I see something different from the week before, and you know what? Same result. So it's like they got to figure it out. What is it? We can lean on the scheme all the time, my thing is players. If it's in them, when do they get tired of it and adjust something?
Von Miller after the game said, the coaches have us prepared. We feel prepared. Something just doesn't click on the field when it's time to execute. And he's telling the truth because they're not executing. I mean, the numbers in this game are staggering. You can look at the big picture, which is losing by three touchdowns or more in four straight.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at just last night. They gave up 550 yards of offense.
Yeah.
550.
They got Dan Campbell thinking he's the guru of play calling down.
Well, dude, you can't help but juxtapose two things, right? The Lions came in yesterday with a 5-3 record, but coming off a disappointing loss to Minnesota, where their offense, which is their superpower, right, is how much speed and skill they have on that offense, and it had been clunky. So you know what Campbell said? I'll call the plays. Compare that to Washington, where you've got Dan Quinn, who's a defensive guy, and Joe Witt, who, whether it's his fault or not, he's at the top of the list.
Uh-huh.
And Dan Quinn doesn't take over play calling. Like, Dan Campbell saw a problem, figured out a way to address it.
Dan Campbell saw a problem. Dan Campbell has talent. Dan Campbell's playing against Washington. I'll start play calling that day, too.
I get it. I totally get it. But I think what has fans most pissed off is, so we talked to DQ last night. He's like, listen, no big change. Nothing's going to happen till the bye. I'm on a flight to Madrid in less than 24 hours. And I can understand that. He's in the immediate moments following mm-hmm. postgame. But they're setting this up to have to make a change at the bye week, which is now in, less than a week. Yeah. Like, that game will be over 6 days from now. And it just, I think the lack of, it's not that Quinn doesn't take accountability. Yeah, he owns how bad they're playing. His frustration is obvious.
He can't help but own it. It's right there.
I mean, right. Like, he's got no choice.
You know, but the thing of it, like, you know, what I'm at is, I don't know what you can do right now. I know everyone wants a change. They want drastic stuff. They want you to go at everybody's head. I don't know what could be done at this present moment that's going to change what predicament they're in now. I can also say this, because like I had a lot of people come to me, man, last year let's forget about last year. You know, last year is not this year.
I think
by no stretch.
Last year thoughts were over to me by like week six. Like, it was very clearly a different year. You had already lost Jaden twice. Mm-hmm. You had already got your ass kicked at Green Bay. Yeah. Like, they didn't have a single loss like that. Like,
that is it though, Jay. I think that the last year is the ultimate comparison for a lot of people. I'm not saying everybody. And you got to forget about that, because this team right now, the ball, like you said, that oblong, that weird shaped ball, has not bounced their way. Everything that went right last year is going wrong this year. And people have to understand, right now, that team and this team are like night and day.
Bro, I think whatever expectations were through 6 weeks, I could understand it. But the last month, Cowboys, Chiefs, Seahawks, Lions, when you started playing some upper echelon teams mm-hmm. or at least upper echelon offenses, and you gave up 40 and 2, they were all four name your score games. Andy Reid played it cool, but I mean, all the rest of those coaches were taking their foot off the gas early in the fourth quarter because they had huge leads.
Mm-hmm.
And last year,
Detroit was trying to show you they were pissed from last year. They say, look, if we can run it up to 70, we will today.
They pulled Goff. They pulled Goff halfway through the fourth. I think Seattle last week, Detroit yesterday, Dallas earlier, they all could have gotten to 50, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I think whatever expectations existed from last year, those were gone by Halloween. It became about survival.
They should have been gone, but they haven't been. They're not gone completely with everybody's
thought process. If there are people still thinking this is a NFC Championship caliber team, you're out of your mind.
That's where the comparisons come from. I'm not saying that they expected it to be. They're still comparing it to those teams.
I'm at the point now where, like, whatever, like, expectations, any of that is just, it no longer is relevant. It's just, it's completely irrelevant. And I think what is most remarkable to me about yesterday compared to the Seattle game, Seattle was hot early. And I think Washington had so many coverage breakdowns that it was embarrassing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you couple that with a fumble on a kickoff that allows the Seahawks to score twice in 11 seconds, and it's just boat race city, right?
Yeah. Like, and that reminds you of what? The championship game last year.
Totally.
There you go.
So to that point, in the championship game, what killed them? Turnovers. The Seahawks game. Turnovers. Yeah. They gave up 44 and 550 yards of offense yesterday without any turnovers.
Yeah.
They had a clean sheet. It is hard to get your ass kicked like that with a clean sheet. Seriously, it's hard to do that. Detroit never punted.
Yeah, that was the fun. That was the thing that was very, very alarming to me.
They not never punted.
And listen, man, I just think that things are not getting easier. And as you said, you got to try and do something different. They've tried different. You got to try and do something drastic now. Not different, drastic.
And the refusal to do that, the refusal to acknowledge that drastic measures are called for,
I think they refuse to acknowledge it publicly, but I think they know and they try, but don't seem to be working. It's like just like the NFL works, and that's why I look at it, I'm gonna compare it straight to this. You ever notice when someone makes a bad call, awful call, the public never hear about it? But the NFL does correct. They go out and correct it. I think it's the same thing. It's hard to speak against the people that you're working with on a regular basis. It's not good on defense right now.
It's
at all.
Awful. It's freaking terrible, so awful.
They got to fix it.
And it's tough. You like
and
it.
And I'm at the point now, like I had someone I deal with a lot say, man, like you have to check out. And I think at this point, I don't see things changing drastically this year.
No.
I don't see it.
Bro.
So I won't be as frustrated as most people because that's how my mind works. When I have already figured out how something is, kind of hard to get me pissed off.
I think to expect different results at this point when you have a month of straight BTA defensive implosions, I don't know how you could feel differently. I mean, you start to look at where this defense is ranking in various things. I mean, you want to get into the more advanced stats, they're terrible. You want to get into the basic stats, they're terrible. 30th in yards allowed, 29th in points scored. I mean, they're getting shredded through the air, 31st in yards, in pass yards given up.
I don't need any stats to know what my eyes tell me on a regular basis daily.
They've given up 44 twice in the last month. Is that enough?
I don't even need to see the points, Jay. I'm telling you, I look at the football game, I can tell you right there what's going on. It's not good. And, you know, the numbers just might come in and justify it, but my eyes don't lie. They don't lie.
It's awful.
I'm serious. I look at people catching balls and I'm like, this is when it gets bad to me. When I see somebody open and then it takes about two, three seconds to realize who was supposed to be checking them. Cause they're not even in the view of the play. You get what I'm saying? And when someone shows up that late, you're like, what the hell is going on here? And I know people that are coming in that late can run. And so it's like, where is the confusion at? They got to figure out the concepts and where the confusion. It's not the athleticism on the field. It's the confusion that they're not bringing to the field.
B, if you look at some of the, I mean, just the numbers are so staggeringly awful. Detroit averaged 8 yards per play. Jahmyr Gibbs in this game had 15 for 142 on the ground with 2 touchdowns. He averaged 9.5 per carry.
The guy that Ben Johnson refused to run.
He had 3 catches for 30 yards and a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
That's 172 yards on 18 touches.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jameson Williams got whatever he wanted, especially early in that third quarter. 6 for 119. Jared Goff, not sacked, barely touched, 25 of 33 for 320 with 3 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean –
Hey, man.
Just as bad as you think it could have gone, and I don't think there were a lot of high expectations going into this thing, I think it went worse. I think it was as bad as it could have gone.
It was not a good one, by no stretch.
And you wonder, I think you really wonder, they play Miami this week in Madrid. We're going
and
to Madrid
Miami
tomorrow.
Miami handled Buffalo.
Dude, and the NFL's a week-to-week league. You never know what's going to happen. Miami showed up yesterday. Maybe they don't show up next week. But what Miami has that Washington has struggled with is speed.
Mm-hmm.
Achane, the running back, speed. Waddle, receiver, speed. Like, that all of a sudden, Tua, B, you and I talked about this when Miami was on, I don't know, Monday night or Thursday night. They were some standalone game. And I texted you that night. If you get pressure on Tua, he folds.
I think
the head injuries, whatever it is, he cannot withstand pressure. But when he has clean pockets, he can pick you apart. Oh, yeah. What does Washington provide quarterbacks? Clean pockets. Dude, you don't want to get too far down the line, but it is mid-November at this point. They're 3-7. They're not going to be favored, I don't think, in any game remaining on their schedule.
Yeah.
Maybe when they go to New York,
but
because it might be Russ Wilson
playing.
They probably
won't be favored. But that doesn't mean you can't win.
I totally agree with that.
Listen, bro.
I'm just saying, starting to look at it.
I'm going to go in the locker room here, and I think that players are going to have to get pissed off and have some come-to-Jesus meetings with each other to change up some stuff, because a lot of this stuff I see, players can correct. Whether scheme or whatever, does it seem to you at this point that anybody's pissed off about what's going on?
Guys in that locker room seem pissed, but I don't know that it impact. I don't know that it does anything.
I'm saying, like when you see somebody pissed, it's more than just, oh, I see it in the locker room. You see it in a locer room, you see it on the field, you see it discussions with each other. I'm not saying people are going to be like fighting with each other, but you see a intensity come that I have not seen at this point.
It is a
so that has to change.
A Misery Monday presented by Chiniga Mayos, a 2025 top workplace. Visit careerswithmayos.com. We haven't even gotten to the undisciplined stuff from yesterday. We have a lot to discuss. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Nobody sells the DMV like our friend John Leahy. If you're looking to buy or sell, that's the only person we would call.
Like this recent sale, they went out to sell their house and they were looking for $20,000 over the asking price. They had a previous agent come in and tell them that they could not get it. John Leahy went and got that and more. And when you want to get more money, you make sure you go to John, because he'll get what you need and he'll get more than other people tell you can get. That's John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
Let's be real. Sometimes the reason you're moving is stressful. Maybe you got divorced. Maybe you got fired. Maybe you got a new job and you got to go make more money in another city. Whatever it is, John and the Fine Living Group have the options and strategies you need to take care of things quickly for the most cash and the least amount of stress. There's a lot of value in that. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the YouTube stream at the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. You can check us out on Monumental Sports Network if you're watching on TV. And we're chilling on Team 980 right now, too. She's running a bit late. Should be on soon.
Oh, stomping grounds.
Yeah, man. B. I don't believe people make these like grand proclamations, right? Yeah. I do not believe that DQ has lost the locker room. I don't believe you're going to get these fractures. He was asked about that yesterday about, you know, could things fracture? And he said, I don't believe that. I think, you know, my theory with coaches, there's the strategy scheme guys. There's the people locker room guys. There's the management stooge guys. Mm-hmm. Typically, NFL coaches fall into one of those categories. I think DQ very much is the people locker room type of dude.
Yeah, people believe in him.
Yeah. That said, though, some of the stuff that happened yesterday really reflective of a lack of discipline and a lack of coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Deron Payne gets ejected, and Von Miller after the game is like, "That really hurt us. He's probably our best player." We're trying to track down the video of what happened that got him so pissed off. Clearly, he thought something was beyond what should happen. Amon-Ra St. Brown strikes me as a pot stirrer anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Garofolo.
But still, you can't allow that to harm you.
Totally.
I was very keen on saying things very, very intently that I know would affect the person. If you threw a punch, I was happy. I was just always waiting for that punch because you don't want to get caught with one and be asleep. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about players, you have to understand, the person on that field yapping about family, whatever, and I know there'll be a lot of people, man, you talk about my family. Hey, when it costs you money and it costs your team, you can't do it. I think Deron was wrong for throwing the punch to get himself thrown out the game. There's nothing that should make you throw a punch, especially when the guy got a helmet on. But it's no need to people to come back and then start throwing little hurls at him, being personal. One thing you said about me, I've been honest. I'll criticize people, but I don't get personal with it. I don't care about anything else. I'm not going to name call people, anything like that. But if you play bad, I'll say you play bad. If you're not doing good, I'm going to say you're not doing good. No need for the names.
Yeah, I think so. My concern is guys are clearly frustrated. The defense knows whether they're underperforming or this is just as good as they're able to perform. Mm-hmm. They're getting their ass kicked, so they're pissed off.
Royally.
Payne gets ejected. Payne has now been suspended for the Miami game.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have Duran next week in Madrid.
Yeah.
I mean, add that to the list of play. I don't think you're going to have Trey Amos for that game. He was out yesterday with the ankle. The list of injuries is significant. Like, you can't discount that when we talk about the layers to these poor performances. But to not have Duran next week is a very big blow. Kinlaw gets into it with the ref, and I understand he's sticking up for his teammate, but at the same time, you're taking penalties. I won't be shocked if Javon gets fined because he did make contact with the referee. Maybe it was inadvertent, but it was contact with a ref. Mm-hmm. They tend to be pretty vigilant on those things.
Yeah.
Quan Martin, who's generally a pretty level-headed guy, we've seen Payne run hot. Remember the scene in Dallas with him and John Allen swinging on each other on the sideline? Mm-hmm. Shout out to the heated benches. Kinlaw seems like a fiery personality. Quan tends to be a pretty
even
level-headed dude.
Yeah.
He gets a penalty last night. Like, when you start tracking things that point to coaching, discipline, poise in the moment. But none of that's the one that pissed me off the most.
Mm-hmm.
What pissed me off the most from a lack of discipline coaching, they burn timeouts like Jeff burns blunts. Like, they just burn timeouts all the time. That's just how we're operating, right?
Mm-hmm.
You burn timeouts early in the first, early in the third. It's a timeout fest. Nobody's worried about it. That I've gotten used to. Brian, in your life, you played 14 years in the NFL,
mm-hmm.
4 years of college, high school. Could you ever imagine taking a delay of game on an extra point?
Nah, I've never seen that one.
What the actual, how does, maybe you're debating going for two or not?
I don't know how that would happen.
You get extra time after a score. Because they let the guys dance around and run around.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell does that happen?
I don't know how that happened. That I don't know. I don't understand that one. But I'm not getting hot today, Jay. I'm gonna let y'all.
I don't know how.
I don't get hot because listen, when it's things to a point where I'm just lost, I'm dumbfounded about some things, and I can't correct them. So I'm not going to sit up and get overly angst about it. Got to check out for a bit.
I hear you. Just that one to me, how does that happen? Not to mention, like, if it is a debate, if you're going for two or not, C-Rod scored from the one.
Mm-hmm.
You had a pretty good idea you were going to get a score. You had a pretty good idea what you were going to do.
Well, it
was first to goal from the six. It wasn't like this was some crazy 85-yard touchdown that caught him by surprise. It's first to goal from the six.
Yeah. I have to look back at it and see.
You sound like a coach now. I mean, for me, a delay of game in the second quarter on an extra point, what is happening?
I don't understand that one.
And dude, it's such a minor thing. Like I am squabbling about, you know, like on my expense reports, dealing with these expense reports, right? I had a $2,000 expense report from L.A. just because the flight's expensive, the hotels are expensive, L.A.'s freaking expensive. Yeah. I'm fighting back and forth. Now, I'm fighting with a robot. It's AI that I'm arguing with because my
whole... they want you to think. It's a human behind that AI.
It might be. I'm fighting with a robot and or a human on a $2,000 expense report, literally over $1. my itemizations for my hotel. I didn't stay at a fancy hotel. I stayed at a regular Marriott. It was fine. It was nice. But like, this wasn't the Ritz. This wasn't nothing. $1 difference on my itemization. $1 mm-hmm. is the fight. We're going back and forth for 3 days on a $2,000 expense report. That is the equivalent of me screaming about this extra point in a game where you get your ass kicked. But sometimes the little things add up and matter.
Yeah.
Because it is obvious. Like, to your point, you don't need the numbers. If you watched last night, you don't need me to break down significant empirical data that shows how bad their defense was. Because just watching it told you that story.
Yeah, totally.
But the little things add up, too.
Yeah.
It's,
but see,
they're not
the
doing the big things right.
They are doing the big things right, but the thing of it is this. I would not sit here and say DQ is not a disciplined coach and not a good coach. I would never, ever get to that point. But there are times, there's certain situations in games where it ain't always on the coach being disciplined or not. It's whether or not the players are disciplined.
Totally.
Okay? And then in this day and age, there are some of these refs where when that ball is set, that clock is wine. And sometimes, and they, like you said, they let people dance around. There are other crews that when you dancing around, they place that damn ball down there. And they get that clock winding. So instead of you coming back and, oh, now it's 28 seconds. No, it's 8 seconds. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it that could be something like that. But the whole thing about it is, listen, man, we had, I think that all the problems go back to one thing. And it's for everybody. We all got ahead of ourselves after last year. And at this point, there's a time where we got to do the Peyton Manning, check the pancakes.
But so I hear that, and if that's like a fan perspective thing, that's
it's
great.
It's not a fan. It's fan. It's coaches. It's front office. It's players. It's media. Everybody got ahead of ourselves.
But the.
Because the fans
and the media don't miss tackles or
the fans
take
and the media
penalties.
Don't miss tackles, but still, this thing is about building something to where when you start getting these injuries, you can sustain it. They didn't build anything. They just say, "Oh, we're in a NFC Championship game. Oh, let's try to go back again." And that's what everybody wanted them to do. So yes, all of us will be doing revisionist history at this point. But the ultimate thing is, this team is nowhere close to being built to sustain injuries. And to go out there and compete completely with all the better teams.
I mean, Marcus Mariota was really good last night. He's like, oh, we're not who we think we are. And that, to me, is a problem in mid-November of the second year of this organization. Dan Quinn, earlier in the week, got asked, you know, you famously said this wasn't a rebuild, it was a recalibration. Like,
yeah, I mean,
where is this thing now?
But that's this world today. We're going to always use somebody's words against them. And I guarantee you, the same person that asked him that damn question probably made some proclamation about how great the team was last year. If somebody come and ask them that today, they can't live up to that either. The whole thing about it is, yes, we all wanted them to run after this thing because we were so close last year. But you know what? Like I said before, if you build a house on a shaky foundation, that SOB is going to fall eventually.
But
and this is a shaky foundation with this team has right now.
I totally agree. I think one thing I am starting to get done with is blaming the shaky foundation on what they inherited. Like, we're 2 years into this thing now.
No, it ain't what you inherited.
Two draft classes.
You could have gone and got more, but they tried to go and do exactly what everybody wanted them to do. And that's where they messed up, by not being steadfast in their plan and getting swayed because the excitement was go for it. They went for it. And they found out it ain't working.
John Jansen joins the show at 1 o'clock. We're going to open the phone lines up in about an hour. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
All right, B. Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, you need to turn to Root. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
Let's be real. It's going to get cold. You better make sure your system is working, and Rude systems always work. No more noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. Rude's got the variable speed compressor, which ensures precise temperature and humidity control, even in extreme conditions. It's about to get cold this week, people. Be ready. B, you got to tell them about the cash, too. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rude.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rude,
it ain't right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Gotta be honest, I wasn't expecting Bing Crosby. It's mid-November, though. And, yo, my boy Tripp's wife already has a Christmas tree up.
That's a little early. I mean, damn.
It's a lot early. I think...
Miss Tripp.
Ashley.
Ashley, we haven't had Thanksgiving yet. You already at Christmas? Like, you say the hell with the turkey, hell with all that. We going straight to the presents.
Lauren will have... Like, we'll be Christmased out by... the end of Thanksgiving weekend. You know what I mean? Like that Saturday after Thanksgiving, whatever. I won't be shocked if we start getting...
Hold on. Do the Trips have little kids?
Yeah.
How?
The Pierces. They're a year older than my girls, so fifth and second graders.
Yeah, but still, that's still early as hell.
Early.
It's November 10th, dog. See, I used to get pissed at the stores. I'm like, what the hell? Y'all just... We don't care about Thanksgiving.
B, we went to a party Saturday night for my daughter's school. Shout out to the Cummings. Lovely home, lovely party. Across the street from them, I am not lying. people across the street from them, beautiful house, big old porch, decorated for Christmas. Lights, garland, all of it. Landfill's playing damn Christmas music.
Landfill's crazy. I've known that before I ever started working on this show with him. I knew Landfill way back in the day. Landfill is crazy.
I thought it would maybe cheer people up. You know, it's a pretty depressing time.
Hey, man.
Professor Landini, since we've got you.
You could just play, "Cause I'm Happy." Who that?
But nobody's happy. Everybody's upset.
Play that song.
It is a Misery Monday. I don't know if people are feeling Pharrell happy right now.
I mean, if you want to cheer people up, that's the type of song you play. Don't go to Christmas. See, Christmas depresses me because I realize how much money I'm spending.
I think you lean into the pain here. I want to hear Johnny Cash. I want to hear
Give me some blues, hurts. Man. Hell.
Yeah, Buddy Guy. I don't know, man. Landini, what'd you think of yesterday?
I mean, honestly, it was about what I expected. It's just these last four or five games. I mean, ever since the Bears game, really, they just haven't been able to stop anybody defensively. I don't know enough about football to know if it's the players that are bad. I'm guessing that's part of it. If the scheme is terrible, that's probably part of it too. They just can't stop anybody. There's just always, on seemingly every drive, at least one play, the other team will have a guy wide open, just running a slant across the field, wide open. None of our guys even remotely close to him. And, you know, these are NFL quarterbacks. You're not pressuring the guy. If you give Jared Goff the opportunity, he's going to be able to throw the ball to a wide open receiver at least 8 or 9 times out of 10. And, that was the ball game. The offense, I didn't think, played poorly. You know, 22 is not great, but it's not terrible either.
Well, and it was 22 with a missed two-pointer. What did Joe Gibbs always tell you? Three touchdowns and a field goal.
I was thinking about that, but that wouldn't have helped.
I was thinking about that last night, honestly.
That wouldn't have helped.
But you give up 44 points in a game, like, you're going to lose basically every single time.
Yeah. Right.
You got a point there.
I thought Marcus was pretty good. I thought he was pretty controlled. They continue to be unable to run the football with their running backs. Combined, I added this up last night, I think they had 21 for 71 on the ground with the backs carries. McNichols was the only one that was able to give him spark. He was 5 for 25. Bill was 11 for 30. C-Rod was 6 for 18. At least they got north of 20 carries in this thing. I don't know if they were trying to stick with the run or if the score was just so lopsided that they just ran the ball to get off the field to get time running. But it's crazy to get boat race, to lose by 3 touchdowns and not have a turnover. I'd love to know how often that happens. And I know that of these last 4 games where they've lost by 3 touchdowns or more, the first 3 of them all had turnovers.
All had turnovers, yeah.
But this one did not.
They didn't have no turnover, but I can just say this. When a team is just better than you, you can get boat raced like that.
Sure.
And I think if we look at the overall talent yesterday, they are better than us.
And that's what's so damning is, I think it was 10 months ago, these two teams squared off in the playoffs, and Washington was on the other side of this thing.
Totally.
A lot has changed in 10 months.
Big time.
And outside of the formula they had last year was Jaden had to be Superman, and the defense was opportunistic at times, right? They'd get a turnover here. They'd get a sack there. The defense wasn't good last year. They were just playing.
The defense wasn't good last year, but
they made some plays.
They had an offense who long sustained drives, got touchdowns at the end, gave them a lot of, they were rested, I can tell you that. And they always had opportunities. Whenever they got a turnover, the offense kept the ball forever. Touchdown. And then teams played one-dimensional against them, and they were able to handle stuff. This year, offense hadn't had a lot of long, sustained drives, and teams were getting multi-dimensional, and they can't keep up with them.
When we come back, Blaine Pies, we're going to open these phone lines up. Misery Monday indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.